You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
I'm going to try to muster the energy because I'm suffering right now. I'm not happy about what's happening. It's 50.8 to 49.2.
Ooh, it is close.
But it's not changing. You know, this was a 5-point lead for Stenshem Amerenek.
You know, this could have happened anyway.
And then, no, it wouldn't have. And then to see, and I can at least call it an expert here. Andrew, how often would you see a 5-point switch without what happened happening? Is there any chance Stench would have lost?
No. This was clearly influenced by what happened.
Now, why exactly?
Thank you, Andrew.
If it's such an iconic drop, so funny, as everybody said, then why is it the 4?
What a great point.
So the 4s are some of the best drops we have
in this tournament. That's not an answer.
Andrew,
it should have been a number one if it was so great.
No, I think Sniff 'Em Dead is a legitimate one seed.
Yeah, I agree. It's the favorite. It makes sense.
Look, Don's region has incredible depth. I think you can make a case for any probably straight through the 6th seed. I think you can make a case any one of those could have been the one.
Now Chad Rockington III, he sends a tweet that's troubling. Mark date, March 30th, 2021. Don LaGreca completely ruined the integrity of Drop Madness or not. No matter how you feel, Don, this tournament is about us, the viewers, voting for which drop is the best. Michael K., I expected better from you here as well. Rosenberg, fix this. We're not voting. Mm. You, the listener, are voting. You're just being influenced by us. That's what politicking is about.
It's
campaigning.
By the way,
Peter did the same thing yesterday, but it goes under the radar because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm hearing.
So the integrity was ruined technically yesterday.
Let's see.
He just sent out his tweet, stop the steal, Don. That's what Peter just sent out. Like, this is Pennsylvania something.
And all Peter has done throughout this entire tournament, and no, nothing against it, because I was for it, has been politicking for certain drops the entire way.
Well, Stench has pulled ahead.
Oh, Don, we can't have this happen.
51-49. Stench ahead of Sniff 'Em Dead, 96% of precincts reported.
This is outrageous, people.
No, it's not
outrageous.
The
better drop is Sniff 'Em Dead. Get to Twitter, at TMKS.
You've already done enough. Really? You got to do it again? So now you can't even deal. Don said, show me what you got, Peter. I made my case. Now Michael responds and makes another case?
All right, so you just hit a shot, the backhand down the line. I'm not supposed to try to return it?
By the way, Don, the other day you had left the show and you missed something that I thought was that you'd appreciate.
Okay,
Anthony, do you have the drop from last week when my Combrex died but I survived? Because Don, you know you've heard the, of course, monumental moment when my Combrex went out and I screamed like I was dying.
Right.
Listen to this. This happened at the end of the show last week.
Let's go to Matthew in Long Beach.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter.
He saved it, Don.
But I came back. Job. I came back from that. It was
the same dexterity that caught Bear's urine.
Let's start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
Hey, you stink!
Tell you what, it's not stench, but stink is special.
When did I say that? Well, that was today. What did I say it about? Okay. What the fans would say if Gary Sanchez gets off to a bad start. Hey, you stink!
Yeah, that's what they'll say.
And good evening to Don.
I'm not advocating it. They should not say it.
Good evening, Don.
Ooh, it's my birthday.
I loved that, too.
That's a 12 seed this year.
And then we say good evening to Don again.
I'll get Ballard. I'll get Kenny Albert. I'll get Dave Maloney.
What a party that's going to be.
What a survivor.
Manhattan.
What a Survivor Series team. Oh, the Don and Dick show.
Yeah, in Jersey.
And then lastly, we'll say good evening to Don.
I'm going to like that tweet. And I'll get Buttle. Buttle will definitely come.
I think Buttle might come to my house.
You know, it depends.
No, he loves me way more than he loves you.
That is true.
That would be crippling emotionally if he went to your party.
To you?
Yes.
It would be so worth having it happen.
All right, so I think we have to jump into the most important story of the day. And that, of course, is the trending war between Michael Rapoport and Kevin Durant. This is not what I expected today.
Now, can I stop you for 1 second? Wow. Remember when we did this and then we went to break, and I said, so it's going to be Ian and Rapoport. And
oh, that's
I
genius.
Never get a call. Wow. I usually get text from DiPietro, and he called me during the break. He said, do you realize what you just said? I said, no. He said, it was brilliant. I said, what did I say?
It's
he
a
said,
play on Ian Rapoport. Yeah.
I didn't know how great I was.
Ian and Rapoport is...
Save wow. DiPietro!
So Michael Rapoport went on Instagram earlier, posted a picture of Kevin Durant with a bunch of kids. And he wrote, as most of you know, I receive threats and disgusting messages daily, but never in my wildest dreams did I think Easy Money Sniper would be among them.
Easy Money Sniper is Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Okay.
The snake emoji himself is now threatening me, bringing up my wife and wants to fight. This is supposed to be America's sweetheart, right? KD didn't get hacked either. Hold this L, champ. I'm the real MVP. Then he added the Brooklyn Nets, House of Highlights, and SportsCenter. Hashtag, I got a story to tell. He then follows it up with a conversation going back to December in which Rapoport posted something about when KD had that issue with the TNT interview with Charles Barkley.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he posted something about it. Well, Kevin Durant responded, you a B-word. And Rapoport
is
says...
Is this in a DM or just...
This is DMs.
Okay.
These are DMs. He said, just do the bleeping interview. And if you're upset about something they've said, say something. Up there looking like you were going to cry. Durant said, I did the interview, you bleephead. Tell your baby daddy, Chuck, to be better at his job and frame his questions better. He gave me two options for that dumbass question. Yes or no. Then it gets even worse. It gets really, really strong from Kevin Durant. I've heard it all before, you bleep. Chuck doesn't need you as security, you pale, pasty bleep, bleep, bleep. I swear I'm going to spit in your face when I see your dirty ass. Bet your life on it. Meet me on 17th tomorrow at 10. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Catch Steak on the corner. Meet me there, bleep. By the way, it's very early to go to Catch. Rapoport replies, go help the kids in Brownsville and stop being a bleeping bleep. He said, you're a bleep for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is bleep bleep other men for attention. Trump didn't pay attention to your sorry bleep, so now you want to use everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life is a joke, you bleeping pale bleep bleep. Go get some sun. It's bleeping with your brain. Piece of bleep. To which Rapoport responds, go to Brownsville and help the people that need it, goofball. Durant responds, you go do it, you clown. Good for you, but nobody gives a bleep. Bleep a bleep. Can't wait to tell you this all in person. And then it heated up again today because the deposition tape came out of Dave Portnoy, I guess, responding to accusations from Michael Rapoport, which I didn't even know about. And then, so Durant sent that story to Rapoport. Again, we're talking Michael, not Ian. And says, ha ha ha, you're such a bleep. You suing another man for talking bleep about you? I can't wait to spit on your bleep bleep. You called your lawyer like the bleep you are. Ha, ha, ha. You couldn't take Portnoy talking bleep. Defamation of character. And it goes on from there.
What about the wife thing?
Oh, yeah. He said, bleep want a lawyer up. Your wife mad as bleep because you wasting that little bit of money on a lawyer because you can't take a joke. Ha, ha, ha. How bleep are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bleep ass. Oh, no. Rappaport wants to call in. He just texted me.
Let him call in.
All right, hold on. I'm going to send his number to Andrew. I don't know how this made it to Rappaport so quickly. I mean, listen, I'm just reporting the facts, guys. I'm friendly with both guys. I'm not taking sides. But this story had to be reported. All right, Andrew, I'm sending you the phone number. There you go. So I guess we'll hear now from Michael Rappaport about this, what has been a very busy day in the sports world for Michael Rappaport. In the meantime.
Yeah, how do you go? Shining Wizards Kevin brings up a good point. How do you go from bleep, bleep, bleepity, bleep to goofball and clown? So it went from, like, you know, in the hood to a kindergarten debate, goofball and clown.
Yeah, they went from the block. They were on the block, and then they cleaned it up quickly.
And they started playing with blocks.
So I have a lot of other stuff here that we need to get to.
Yeah, but I think that's over now.
It feels like this is a special ENN report. Do we have him yet?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right. Meanwhile, five minutes left to vote on Drop Madness TMKS ESPN, and we bring in my friend Michael Rappaport. Mike Rapp, how are you?
Oh, hey, Peter. How you doing?
Busy day?
You know, I'm over here shooting Atypical, my Netflix show, and I in between setups and stuff, I noticed that there was some action on internet. So, yeah, and then I saw you were talking. And I said, I got to call my guy, Rosenberg, who I consider a friend, who I've known for a long time.
Very long time.
Who I like.
Well, I'll have you know, Mike, all I did was just read. Everyone will tell you. Read it verbatim with no commentary either way. So what the hell happened with you and Kevin Durant?
Let me just tell you this. The person who notified me, because I wasn't watching the show, I want to give a shout out to High Pitch Eric of Howard Stern fame. He said Peter Rosenberg and Michael Kay are talking about you. So then I called in immediately. So here's the deal with Kevin Durant. I met Kevin. I don't remember how. You know, everybody knows everybody. I went up to when he was still with Golden State. So I don't remember the years. What was his last year in Golden State, 2019?
No, 18.
So it was around then. I had met him up there, him and his partner. They wanted to do some stuff. I have this sort of bit that I do on the internet, on Instagram, called the Shame Game. And Kevin loved that. He wanted to do it. They invited us up to San Francisco. They didn't want to pay for our flights, which I should have known, you know, what I was dealing with. And then, but we met, I'm just making a joke, but they didn't want to pay for our flights.
Okay.
They didn't pay for the flights, but they wanted to do business, but they wanted me to come from Los Angeles, but you don't want to pay for the flights.
Okay, okay.
That's how
all right, keep going.
Anyway, I'm telling you the whole thing. I'm giving you the full thing. So anyway, long story short, we did a couple of things, and inevitably, you know, his guy was, you know, his guy did some what I consider, in far as business, not great business stuff. But we're talking small business.
Like, are you talking about my other friend, Rich Kleiman?
I'm just talking about a guy.
Okay,
like, I'm in enough.
Got it.
Just talking about. Yeah. But that wasn't a big deal. We walked out of there. We had all liked each other. We had a great time. We went to the Golden State Warriors game. We were sitting about in the 15th row. I broke his balls about that. I was like, you know, I come up here. I pay my own way, and then you put me in the 15th row. You don't have courtside? Can I sit on the wood? That's neither here nor there. The whole thing with the Kevin Durant catching feelings, when he did an interview, his first game back on TNT.
Yeah, we remember it. We know the interview in question, the Chuck thing. We know that whole setup, so, and then he complained about Chuck afterwards.
Exactly. So I had said what I normally said, Kevin Durant, something. I don't remember what I said, but he responded to what I said in my DMs, and he was like, whatever you probably already read.
I did.
Now, what you didn't read, full transparency, a lot of the responses to him have been deleted. So I was first thought he was like, you know, talking crap, how he talks crap. I know I'm on the radio, so I said crap.
Good work.
And your guy warned me, and he said that they would hang up on me if I said anything other than PG-13.
Good job, Andrew.
So yeah, I know he's got his finger on the button. Don't worry, Andrew. Go get some coffee. So during that exchange, it went from friendly banter to he made threats, the threats that you read. And what's excluded from the responses is me going, basically like kind of going, is this dude serious? And then I told him, like, you're not doing anything to me. You must not know who I am. You're doing nothing to me. And if I see you, you're doing nothing to me. And I promise you, you're doing nothing to me. And I'll meet you any place, anytime. I'll come courtside to your games. You, Kevin Durant, are doing nothing to me. But it was a little bit more foul language.
Sure.
And then today, so there was a couple of those conversations. There was three of those conversations. I don't know what the dates are. The final one being today, where he started the conversation by saying, I'm going to spit in your face. You're not spitting in my face. That's not friendly banter. If I go, oh, Peter Rosenberg, yo, you look like you put on some weight, that's ball breaking. You're not telling me we're going to spit in my face and then bring up my wife and think we're cool. We're not cool. We're not cool. So, you know, I finally was like, yo, you're talking to me like I don't know what you're talking to me like. I don't know what what he got his hands on out there in Brooklyn. But maybe you're on, I know he's on pain medication. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying maybe he's bored. I don't know why.
Where does this go now? Where does this go now, Michael?
It goes to you. It goes nowhere. I mean, you know, Kevin Durant's not doing anything to anybody. When his teammate called him the P word, again, PG-13, he ran and switched teams. We know that Kevin Durant is not a tough guy.
Well, listen, we have to be off air in 2 minutes. I'm glad you called. I hope this doesn't escalate further, because nothing would be worse.
Why don't you call in tomorrow, Michael, so we could talk to you longer?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, let me know. Peter, I just want to say this before you get up there. You never text. You should have hit me up before and, yo, I'm going to talk about this.
I should have.
I'd have been on there with you guys.
He's a bad guy, Mike. That's why.
You know what? Don't DM me, Peter, because then maybe you'll get your own exclusive. Don't DM me threatening me and just spit in my face.
All right, I promise I won't, but I'll text you later and we'll get you on tomorrow.
All right, you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. There he is, Mike Rappaport. And that takes us from that worldwide exclusive straight in to Drop Madness results. I have to tell you guys, I don't know what they are yet, but I know Drop Madness on the Case Show is brought to you by Wendy's, where quality's our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. It's time. Here it is. Your final results for Drop Madness are in. In the K region, the one seed.
Don plowed his entire neighborhood yesterday. A lot of people think this could win the whole thing.
72.1 to 27.9. We say farewell to Ballard.
How's Ballard Wallard? Is he feeling badly today? Such a good drop.
Such a great drop. In the Peter region, I've never gotten so many tweets with people thinking this drop could actually go on a run and have a chance. The number one seed has advanced.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee.
71.3 to 28.7, the one seed advances. We go down to the nether region, where the one seed advances.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Andrew, 71.4, a shellacking over Joe.
That's when men were men.
28.6 for Joe, and that'll do it for that. So we then have to move on to one more region.
You better do it fast.
4,789 votes are cast. It officially reads as 50-50, meaning I don't know the winner. Andrew?
So the one that is in blue is the one that technically has more votes, which is...
I think I'm saying this right, Peter.
Wow.
Emma Marinek. Woo! New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
You stole the election, Peter. Hope you're happy.
Oh, please. Oh, please. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. Whoa. Congratulations, stench heads.
Lots to do tomorrow.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.